We are not going to take a position in the battle between the private firm operating the Fairfax Connector bus service and the union representing drivers and mechanics, who have been at loggerheads since late last month. Okay, for just a paragraph we will. We do think it rather inconsistent that those providing transit services to the public via the metro system have what politely could be called gilded employment packages, while those delivering similar service through local government bus networks are asked to make do with much less. But that's a discussion for a later time. What we really have found interesting in this particular union management strife is the public reticence of members of Fairfax County's Board of Supervisors and others in Fairfax County's political oligarchy. At least up to the time of this writing, they have maintained a public stance that the negotiations are none of their business. That is a phony take on the situation. The county government funds the bus service, and while it fobs operations off to a private entity, ultimately the responsibility for maintaining service rests with the Board of Supervisors. It's fascinating that the same people who will pat themselves on the back time and time again for returning unionization to the county government workforce wanted no part of this particular battle, most likely because they saw no political upside to getting involved. A profile in Courage, it most certainly is not.